Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear parents of children at Praise, your kids are going to love today's sermon. You, not so much. I may accidentally undo all your hard work at home to get your kids to wash up before dinner. I'm sorry, the Bible made me do it. That's right, kids and parents. In outward matters of hands and feet, even face, it's okay to eat without one drop of soap. I know you're shocked, parents. I know this seems unconventional. I know this is definitely unsanitary, and the health department may even come and shut this whole operation down. Local news anchor Don Dare may even have a special on food for thought. But what can I say? In the Bible, eating with unwashed hands is in, and eating all squeaky clean is out. Now, how can this be? How can it be that God prefers dirty-handed disciples rather than squeaky clean scribes and Pharisees? That God would prefer Christians with unwashed hands at the dinner table as opposed to well-washed people and plates and tables and couches? He does. Because those with the unclean hands, Jesus' disciples, were clean. But those who had washed up for dinner, the scribes and Pharisees, were not. And now we're getting to the heart of the matter. It's not our hands or our works that makes us clean before God. It's our hearts declared clean by Jesus. The scribes in the text didn't have their heart set to receive the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. They had hearts set to obey traditions, not from God and His Word, but from man and his mind, such as washing everything ceremonially before eating and thinking God is pleased by their works. Oh, look how clean it is. God will be so happy. Through the law, they thought, I wash, therefore I clean. If only they knew the truth. Only God can wash you, and then you'll be clean. Ha ha. The gospel. It's not the law that will make you clean, for everyone falls short of the perfect obedience to God's perfect laws and traditions. Even as Burden witnessed today in our children's message, that hand sanitizer can only kill what? 99.99% of the bacteria. I suppose that's why men invented other traditions and things of washing, because they can keep those laws that they make, but it's much harder to keep the laws that God makes. Be holy as God is holy. That's a high and holy cost. But by the law, God shows that we are sinners who inherited a spot that no human ray can get clean. It's called Adam's sin, sometimes called inherited sin or original sin. No human rag, no matter how hard you wash, you can't get it off. Therefore, we all fall short of the glory of God. And actually, we add to that actual sins and stains, which our conscience knows. Because we have Adam's sin, we sin. Wash all you want. Use the finest of soaps if you have them. Did you get that tiny little bacteria that was there? More than that, how's your heart? Is it clean or unclean? Have you sinned in thought, word, and deed? Look at the Ten Commandments. Then you'll know that you have in thought, word, and deed. Don't lie before God. He searches the heart and He knows. He sees the mess. Therefore, we hear something in this text today that's probably not as obvious, but Jesus was actually eating with these dirty-handed disciples, wasn't he? He was eating with dirty disciples. Therefore, God is not afraid to eat with dirty disciples, as opposed to those who thought themselves clean by their works. Let me say that again. Jesus is not afraid to eat with unclean disciples. He knows that we are unclean in here when we come to his table. In fact, if you think you are clean, you are unwelcome at his table. You are, in the language of today's text, a hypocrite. Go find some Pharisees or some scribes to eat with if you're a hypocrite, because that's who they are. They think themselves clean by their works and their soaps and everything else. But if you're going to eat with Jesus and from Jesus, then bring not just your dirty hands and your filthy eyes and ears. You better bring that despised, wretched heart, that uncleanness inside. Because that's the only person Jesus can eat with and cleanse by his cleansing sacrifice, his forgiveness, his blessing. God shows us grace and truth through Jesus' cleansing and forgiveness. True cleanliness comes from the atonement. That is, Jesus' cross and his open tomb. Everything that Jesus ultimately does to forgive our sins and give us new life. You remember what John said in his epistles? The blood of Jesus cleanses us from every stain. Every stain. We profane God's word when we trust in the law to make us clean. The Pharisees and the scribes today, they were the defiled ones eating with Jesus. We defile the truth when we add to God's commandments in order to please God with laws and traditions that we made up on our own mind. Oh, God will be pleased if this, if I do that. Don't use godly sounding traditions to cover up sinful activities like the scribes did in this text today. Namely, he was talking about how, oh, my parents, they're here. Oh, you guys are running out of money? Oh, well, everything I have, I gave to God. And later on, after they die, you get to keep it back from the temple. That was what's called korban. Jesus was pointing out their sin. And therefore, they were breaking a better commandment, which said, honor your father and your mother. See how they abandoned God's commandments and served man's traditions? Korban, given to the temple, that's a holy thing. Godly sounding tradition, actually quite evil in breaking God's commands. True and good traditions of God are found in God's word and taking them to heart. Not wash and make everything tidy clean, but honor your father and your mother. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. You shall not steal. You shall have no other gods. And when you fail at these, well, don't despair. There's a table waiting for you with Jesus as the host. Eat again with Jesus and from Jesus. Believe and trust with all your heart. And then even your unwashed hands will be clean forever. Eat, believe, and trust in Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.